This podcast was recorded Thursday, February 14th at 11:10 a.m. Things may have changed by the time you hear this.
Yeah, like in the loving spirit of Valentine's Day, All of Congress will get a pizza, throw on some Netflix, just have a nice date night and forget about all this budget nonsense.
Yeah, there's no way they could agree on a movie. Let's talk politics.
This is Snollygoster, WOSU Public Media's weekly look at all those snollygosters or shrewd politicians around Ohio. I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Mike Thompson.
We begin with hundreds of thousands of people in Toledo, Ohio, without water now for a second day.
Bottling water instead of beer as part of
the emergency. Ohio are being told not to drink the tap water.
Toxin is not affected by heat, and when the water boils away, it's more concentrated.
Everybody, just stay cool, stay calm, and we'll get through this.
Stay cool, stay calm. If you did not recognize that voice, it was former Ohio Governor John Kasich. That was back in 2014. He was standing next to then Toledo Mayor Michael Collins one day after the city had issued a do not drink the water notice.
That's right. Algae blooms, which caused that notice, are not new to Toledo. The western part of Lake Erie sees the green and blue algae mess almost every year. But for more than a decade, Toledo's algae problem has been growing, and it's an issue also plaguing lakes and streams around the state.
But Toledo is ground zero for this fight. It is where residents and activists have mounted a fight to pass what they call the Lake Erie Bill of Rights. Here's what it says. It establishes irrevocable rights for the Lake Erie ecosystem to exist, flourish, and naturally evolve, a right to a healthy environment for the residents of Toledo, and which elevates the rights of the community and its natural environment over powers claimed by certain corporations.
Toledo City Council last year voted, some members admittedly reluctantly, to put the Lake Erie Bill of Rights before voters, and that was good news to activists in the crowd.
Ordinance passed.
I'd now like to turn the agenda over.
One of the people behind the measure is Crystal Jankowski from the group Toledoans for Safe Water. Crystal, thanks for coming to Snollygoster.
Thanks for having me.
How can an ecosystem have rights?
Well, it's not unheard of. In Ecuador, they've been doing it for going on 12 years now. It's happening in Colombia, Australia, Mexico City, New Zealand.
So what is your primary goal with your Bill of Rights? What are you hoping to accomplish here?
We're hoping to give Lake Erie the same rights that the state of Ohio has given to corporations. Right now, it's treated as an object, and we feel like it should have the right to thrive.
You cite efforts going on in other countries, and is there any precedent in U.S. law for this type of thing?
So a lot of people will look at the Colorado case. It was thrown out as a frivolous lawsuit. However, the reason it was thrown out was because at that time there were no laws on the books. They're trying in Colorado. In Pennsylvania, they're pushing community Bill of Rights, which gives the rights of a community to say no to fracking and dumping and toxic sludge. And this is going to be the first of its kind. So we're not quite sure what's going to happen with it, but we're hoping for the best.
Why go this route? This is kind of an unusual, unorthodox way of going about trying to force change. Why not go through the legislature? Why not go through the city council to pass regulations and things like that? Why go this route?
Because those regulations are already there. So doing this during this process, we have found so many flaws in the system. Last week, seven Ohio communities came together to sue the state and local officials in federal court because they were denied constitutional rights. You know, the regulatory system is failing. The Environmental Law and Policy Center filed suit against the Ohio EPA because the Ohio EPA basically said they don't have to abide by the Clean Water Act. So the rules and regulations exist already, just nobody's doing anything about them. And at this point, you can't wait for the EPA to give you permission, because they won't. They don't act on behalf of the people.
Crystal, Lake Erie is the 11th largest body of water in the world. It touches parts of Canada, obviously. It goes to Cleveland as well. This proposal makes it seem like Toledo is kind of claiming the lake as its own. Do you feel that way?
No, and that's not actually what it's about. It's within Toledo's jurisdiction. So if Detroit or Cleveland are dumping into Lake Erie, there's nothing we can do about it. Mm-hmm. But if Toledo's runoff from their sewer plant comes into Toledo's jurisdiction of Lake Erie, then we can do something about it. If somebody is dumping in one of our tributaries and it's causing the algae bloom in Toledo jurisdiction, then we can do something about it. This is not a grab. This is what we can do with what we have.
What could you do about it if someone was dumping toxic chemicals into a tributary that leads into the Lake Erie? What could you do about it if this passed?
You can go to court on behalf of Lake Erie and try to get essentially reparations for the lake. A person can sue on behalf of Lake Erie, and that money will go directly to a remediation fund for Lake Erie.
The Maumee River is a huge has been blamed for being a huge contributor to the algae blooms, or the phosphorus that causes the algae bloom. And of course, it's runoff from farms upstream on the Maumee River in its watershed. Is that your main target? Is the farms and the fertilizer runoff, the manure runoff that causes the algae blooms?
That's a big. It's not necessarily a target. Saying it's a target is a kind of fear-mongering, but there are factory farms, and I'm not talking about mom-and-pop farms. I'm talking about these major agricultural farms who dump into the Maumee and pay the fine without fixing it. And in that instance, that is what the Lake Erie Bill of Rights is for.
Mm-hmm. Your campaign must be doing something right, because you've caught the attention of someone with some money. A new group called the Toledo Jobs and Growth Coalition has started running radio ads against you, and here's a sample.
Forcing their anti-jobs agenda on Toledo.
The so-called Lake Erie Bill of Rights.
Uh-huh. These groups go all over the country trying to shut down factories, farms, any community projects or development they might disagree with.
Didn't these same out-of-state groups try this a few towns over?
Sure did. They put something like this on the ballot 8 times, and voters...
So, Crystal, do your opponents have a point? Could this potentially cost jobs? Do you see that happening?
So here's the thing with that. With no clean water, nobody is going to set up shop in Toledo. You don't see businesses flocking to Flint. We've heard stories from people who were out pay for the days during the water crisis. Businesses can't function without running water. And new businesses will not move in if they have to worry about losing money, losing profit.
Crystal, you're obviously focused on this issue right now, and you hope it passes. I'm not sure if you expect it to pass. If it fails on February 26th, where does your group go from there?
Probably a bar, but but at that point, we've had the thing about Toledo is that we are stubborn, and we don't really give up. And this is our lake. And this is our fight. And if we fail, we'll do it again. And if we succeed, we've got dozens of groups who have reached out to us in the last few weeks who want to do this in their communities.
If you succeed, it most certainly will land in court. And there's already questions. I mean, your first attempt did not get on the ballot. The citizen initiative attempt did not get on the ballot because it was thought to be unconstitutional. The city council said it should go on the ballot, so it's on the ballot. But if it passes, it's certainly going to land in court. Are you optimistic that's going to be upheld by the court?
I hope so. You got to stay positive. We know this is an uphill battle. We know it's a fight. I mean, just hearing the attack ads constantly yesterday, they've got money that we can't even fathom having. But we also have gumption. We have that don't quit attitude. You know, we've got awesome lawyers all based in Toledo, and we know it's going to be a fight.
Do you have the resources to fight this in court, to hire attorneys?
We have volunteers. We have volunteers. We have the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, who is willing to offer help. We have Terry Lodge, who is a local lawyer who is willing to go to bat for us no matter what. We've got volunteers, and that's what we are.
Crystal Jankowski from the group Toledoans for Safe Water talking about the Lake Erie Bill of Rights going before Toledo voters on February 26th. Crystal, thanks again for joining Snollygosh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Crystal. All right, we'll be interesting to see what happens there in Toledo. It's kind of an interesting story, certainly an unorthodox way to go about forcing change. In other political news around Ohio, Sherrod Brown had a good trip to New Hampshire. Reports say he attracted good-sized crowds, a couple of hundred people at one location.
He's approaching Elizabeth Warren territory there. National pundits now figure that he will officially join the race next month. We'll certainly see what happens there. The heartbeat bill is back. It's officially on the legislative agenda.
Yeah, both the Ohio Senate and House have bills in their hoppers, so to speak. It looks like the Senate may be asked to act first on this.
Right,
we'll see
that's
how
a little differentiation from last time.
And ODOT says it needs $1 billion. That's billion with a B to maintain and build Ohio's highways. To get there, it would take a 25 cents a gallon increase in the gasoline tax.
25 cent increase, that would go from 28 cents a gallon to 53 cents a gallon. Interesting to see how Republicans in our state house, who tend to be very anti-tax, approach this.
All right, it's time now for our Snollygoster of the Week. For listeners who don't know, a Snollygoster is a self-serving politician. I know it sounds redundant, but someone who is out for their own interests above the public good, or someone who doesn't even want to hear from the public, perhaps.
Yep, that seems to be the case with Ohio Senator Joe Euchre, the Republican from suburban Cincinnati, blocked a constituent from posting on his public Facebook page. And that, as we know from the Donald Trump case, is a no-no.
If you're a lawmaker like Euchre, it is a violation of free speech to block someone on your official Facebook page unless they threaten or harass you or make other violations of the website's terms of use.
Yep, it sure is. And the punishment for Euchre, a $20,000 settlement. Ouch. Joe Euchre, unless you have some seriously deep pockets and you can keep paying those fines, get some thicker skin. And until then, you are our Snollygoster of the Week.
If you have a suggestion for our Snollygoster of the Week or any other suggestions, we urge you to email us at snollygoster@wosu.org. Also, leave us a review on iTunes or just tell your friends about us. Until next week, I'm Mike Thompson.
And I'm Steve Brown on Snollygoster from WOSU Public Media.